He was skinny as a post and twice as thick. I was a little worried having him out here in the middle of nowhere with a gun. I thought I'd see how well he could shoot. How well can you shoot?
I don't shoot bad. I'd kind of wondered why he had brought me to the corners of Oxford and Regent Street. I knew the game wasn't around this time of year, but I went along with him. Gee, haven't seen anything in quite some time.
He wasn't a handsome man. He had a face like a collapsed lung. I thought maybe we could go out and hunt up some cosmetics. What do you say we go look for some pancake?
Love to. I knew he was nervous. I'd seen that he had urinated not 5 minutes ago. But I played along. We hunted for pancake.
I could tell by his big, doggy brown eyes he had a secret. A secret he didn't want to share, because you don't usually share secrets, otherwise they're not secrets anymore. My head hurt.
How you feeling?
Fine. How are you feeling?
All right. He doesn't think I noticed the big hatchet sticking in the top of his head. I'd thrown it while he wasn't looking not 10 minutes ago. It didn't bother him, it didn't bother me.
Actually, it did bother me. I mean, I have a hatchet in my head. That's gonna hurt, right? Well, doesn't it?
Suddenly I realized he could hear everything I was...
Oh, it's okay.
I like that game.
Well... That's one heck of a game, and that's one heck each score.